Diri Sorl and Parshas Vayikra has a myriadic of art here. He talks about that the beginning of Parshas Vayikra starts with Vayikra with a small aleph. The previous parsha, the end of Parshas Pikudei, the end of Sefer Shmais, it says Ve'ele Einei Kol Beis Yisrael B'chol Maseyem. It talks, mentions about the Nesias, about the Yidden traveling from place to place. And then it says Vayikra with a small aleph. And the way he explains it is that everything that happens in this world is bashkacha pratis from Hashem. Even a straw that the wind blows, like the Baal Shem Tov says, it blows it from place to place. That's Hashem commanding it to happen that way. And that straw is meant to move that way. Everything is hashkacha pratis, to the smallest detail. From the fact that you have a particular picture hanging on a wall. From the fact that you have a particular tree next to your house. Everything is bashkacha pratis. Even the footsteps of a person is counted. And it's hashkacha min hashamayim. Every single step is counted and measured. Hashem knows it. And every step is hashkacha pratis min hashamayim. And that's the panemius of the bracha that we say with its shem and malchus. Hamechin mitzadei gover. That Hashem prepares our footsteps, the footsteps of a man. And if you don't believe this, the bracha is actually a bracha levatala. That's part of the emunah. You really believe that Hashem guides your footsteps. Mitzadei gever, hamechim mitzadei gover. So here now we're at the time of Ikris of the Mashiach, and Eilamasa b'nei Yisrael. We see Yidden travel from place to place. They go from place to place all through the Golus. The Mojitzer Rebbe brings this down, it's a note here that I think his son put in, that he said this Sefer, this Torah, during World War I, when everyone was spread out all over the place, and the Parnassa was very hard, and people were from place to place, and it was very difficult. And he was trying to give them chizik, saying that this also too is Ashkacha Pratis, and it's Min Hashamayim. And it's to be Makar of the Geula be'ezes Hashem. And this is how he tries to explain the Semichus of the Parshas. The end of Parshas Shemais, end of Parshas Pikudei says, La'enei beis Yisrael b'chol ma'aseyem. And then it has a Vayikra with a small aleph. Vayikra is a Lashon Mikra. It happened to be, like it happened. Coincidence, but it's not a coincidence. It has an aleph there. Aleph is the Alufa Shel Olam. It's going on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the small aleph shows on a smallness. What does that mean? That everything that happens in this world, everything is a bechina of aleph. Everything is ashkacha pratis. From the alufa shel oilam, from the aleph, which is the alufa shel oilam, the master of the world, and it has a small aleph to tell you that even afila dova zeir v'hapachis shebepachis, even the smallest thing that takes place in this world, is b'hashkacha pratis. That's what it means. Maseyim shel Yisrael. We're having these masois through the hemshech of Golis, which are chevelei Mashiach, where we're moving from place to place. And people will assume and think, oh, this is just derech hateva. People need to go for parnasa. People need, because this just happened to be this way. But anyone who has a seichel that Hashem gave him, he sees clearly that it's min hashamayim. Le'enei beis Yisrael. B'chol Maseyim, to the eyes of Klal Yisrael, in B'chol Maseyim, with every place that they travel, no matter where they go, it's Hashem, it's Hashkacha Pratis, Vayikra, it's Hashem calling to them. Aleph, it's coming from the Alufa Shel Olam. Aleph, a small Aleph, even the smallest things is coming from the Alufa Shel Olam. We want the Eir Shel Mashiach, and we have to realize all of us count, no matter how all Chalokim of Klal Yisrael, from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low, no matter what, we're all precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and lo yidach mimenu nidach, and no one will be pushed away, le'enei kol beis Yisrael, that the whole Klal Yisrael will see ayin ba'ayin the Eirei Shel Mashiach, the chol maseim, from all their travels, ultimately they'll reach the Zman of Chevelim, of Zman HaMashiach, and Vayikra, Hashem will call to us, and Mesa Shem the Gula Shlema should come b'mehera v'yameinu amen. So that's a beautiful pshat that I saw in the Divrei Yisrael. Aleph, of course, shows the anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, which is very, very big yesod as well. Another thing that I saw, may have mentioned it before, that we paskin, that a goy could also be makriv, could offer to bring karbanos, not just the yid, but there's a big difference. A Jew could bring all different types of karbanos. So, for example, he could bring a karban shlamim, and he could bring a karban oila voluntarily. Both of them he could bring voluntarily. While a goy, we paskin that a non-Jew, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, but ultimately we paskin that a non-Jew could offer to bring a carbon on the Mizbeach, but only a carbon oila, not a carbon shlamim. And I once heard this, I think I heard it from Rav Wolfson Zalgazunzain, the Mashkiach of Amunis Yisrael. I think he said it to us when we were in Yeshiva in the Chumash Yurim, and he said this as follows. He says that's the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. Because the thing is like this. In order to come to Kedusha, to come to holiness, in the non-Jewish world, in their philosophy in general, the only way to become a Kaddish, a holy person, is to separate yourself from physicality. So that's why, for example, they stress that their priests don't get married. Usually backfires, but that's a separate subject, not for now. But ultimately, to become Kaddish in their mode, so a non-Jew could reach high levels of Kedusha. Everyone has Bechira, they could do it, but they do it through this abstinence of removing themselves from physicality. They have a difficulty taking physicality and bringing that into Kedusha. That's why they could only bring an Oila. The din is by an Oila, that the Oila is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. It's completely Kulei LaMizbeach, except the skin that goes to Kehanim, but ultimately it all goes to all gets burnt to Hashem. Shlomim is fascinating, because Shlomim, there is a part of it that taka go on the Mizbeach, and there's parts of it that are given to the Kehanim to eat, and then there's parts of it that the owners themselves eat, which means that they are taking the Basar of Kodesh, they're taking the carbon and using the basar, and they're eating it. And that is, it says, Kehanim Eichlin and Bailam Eskarpim. The Kehanim eat it, and the Bailam have a kapara. Some of them the Bailam also eat. That's part of the kapara too. So the bottom line is they could take Kedusha from physicality and make that into a union of Kadosh. And that is the difference. And we know that every yid, that's really the tachlis. Anche Kodesh Tiyolin, the Kotzka Rebbe said. You could be holy men. Hashem doesn't want you to be a malach. Malach, he has plenty up there. He needs people that are physical, and they use the Kedusha for physicality. That's why it's brought down, actually, that in certain ways, the Svarim bring down, and Tzadikim bring this down, that it's a bigger avodah to eat Erev Yom Kippur L'Shein Shemayim is a bigger avodah in a certain sense than you're fasting on Yom Kippur. When you're separating from Ruchni, from Gashmias, and you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a little easier. Nila, you're already fasting the whole day, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's easier to feel that. But when in Erev Yom Kippur, when you're eating these sudas, or Purim for that matter, when you're eating these sudas, and with the eating, and with the drinking, and with the basar, and with the yayin, and with the Simchas Yontav, and with the Oinig Shabbos, with the Cholent and everything, and to be Kaddish there, that is really the high level of what the Yid can do and is expected to elevate the Gashmias. And it applies also with Shalom Bayis areas that we talk in our Shalom Bayis groups. So everyone is encouraged to join my WhatsApp groups. You could talk to Rav Aaron about how to get on. And talks about also the Inyan of marriage. Also, you use the physicality and to bring Kedusha and infuse Kedusha in that physicality. And that is the lesson also from this week's parsha. You have a bechina of oila, that's kulei l'Hashem, and that's a beautiful thing. But then you also have a karban shlamim, the idea of that the kedusha, even through achila and through you could have a tremendous kedusha there. Just going to be messiahing with one thing, also because we're talking about the inyoni of karbonis, and some things are kodshei kedoshim, they're eating within the walls of the Hazara. Sometimes it's Kachem Kalim, where you have to eat it in the walls of Yerushalayim. And it's brought down fascinating that when the Mishkan Shiloh stood, before it was destroyed, which was in the chelek of Yosef. There, the way it was, it didn't have walls around it. So how did you know how far you were able to eat the kutch and the karbanis? It's bechal haraya. Bechal haraya means as long as you could see. As long as you could see Mishkan Shiloh from a distance, that's where you could eat the carbon. When you can't see it anymore, you can't. Those are its walls. By Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim by the base of Mikdash, the walls of the Azara, the walls for Kachi Kachim, the walls of the Yerushalayim itself are the walls for the Kachim Kalim, that you have to eat it within the walls, like the Shlomim. But by Shiloh, it's Bechal Araya, wherever it could be seen. And the Gemara brings down the reason behind this is because the Shiloh, Mishkan Shiloh, was in the Chelek of Yosef. And Yosef was past the Nisayin with Eshes Potiphar. And he watched his eyes all the time. He was Niskadish his eyes, so because he had a Kedusha with his eyes, that's why he was Zeicha, that the Mishkan Shiloh that was in his Chelek, the Kedusha spread Bechol Araya, as far as you could see. You see from here the Koyach of the Kedusha Seinayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that special gift. And we need to utilize it and to realize how ad heichen magiyan these inyanim of Kedusha Seinayim. And the more you have that, the more Hashem opens up your eyes to ruchniyistika inyanim, to see real spiritual truths. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us all be zeicha to that. Be'ezes Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.